girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, what's up, babe? Are those lumberjack pants you're wearing? Because they're giving me wood.
Oh, it's so bad.
Step number one, do not cuss him out. Instead, tell him that he's actually really funny and that he reminds you of Chris Rock in his prime. That's how funny he is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you give him the digits to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air for you. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, this is I believe this is the ink smudged a little bit. You wrote your number on my my arm here. I think it's a 6, but it might be an 8 or a 3, but I think I got it. So if this is actually, you know, it was good meeting you, and give me a call back soon. All right, later.
Next message.
He wrote his number on his arm?
Yeah. And if it was the wrong number, he's telling the whole story on the voicemail. He could have just said, hey, this is whatever the name was. You can just call me back. That's cool. Instead of being like, here, I'm going to call every single possibility of this phone number and just like be like, I don't know, it rubbed off. Could be an 8, could be a 6. I don't know. Call me back.
I wonder if he called all the other combinations too. That'd be great.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And before the segment, I told you that we received the most desperate Loser Line call we've ever had. Because the guy called in more than once. Let's start the desperation with message number one.
Next message.
Erica, it's I really need you to answer the phone right now. I need to get into my apartment, and I'm pretty sure you have my keys, so just please answer the phone. I've been out here all night. I need my keys.
Uh-oh.
So I've gone all around the city looking for my keys. You have to have them, okay? Just please answer the phone. I don't know why you're not answering right now. Please, I need to get into my house. Please.
Next message.
I know why she's not answering, because she gave you the Loser Line phone number and stole your keys.
You don't even have the right number to somebody, and you give them your apartment keys.
That's how dumb guys are.
Yeah,
you're cute. Can I have your house keys?
Yeah.
Depends. Can I have your number? Oh, yeah, here's my phone number. Yes, then here are my keys.
I love you.
It's like, I didn't give her my address or anything, so she actually has no idea where I live. But
there you go. So he called back another time.
Next message.
Erica, where the f*** are you? I need my f***ing keys right now. Please answer the f***ing phone. You were the last person I was with when I knew I had my keys. You have to have my keys. I can't get into my f***ing apartment. My landlord is on f***ing vacation for weeks right now. I have no way to get into my apartment if you don't answer your phone. Give me my f***ing keys.
Next message.
Oh my God, I actually feel bad for this guy.
I was actually thinking, why doesn't you just call the landlord or whatever?
Yeah.
There's the answer. I guess he can't get in because the guy's on vacation.
And if you're Erica and you're listening, you kind of feel like a jerk, right?
I don't know.
She's probably laughing about it. Yeah. All right, here's his third message to the Loser Line.
Next message.
Erica, please just answer your phone. I'm so tired. I just want to go into my apartment. I know everything I said before. I was angry and I don't remember everything, but I didn't mean it. I'm just exhausted. I feel like I'm like stranded on an island. I'm like Tom Hanks in Castaway. I would do anything for just to have like a morsel of food for my apartment right now. I beg you, please just think about where I am right now. Think about my voice, and I'm just against my door trying to get in. I'm like a cat trying to scratch my way in. Just like, let me get back into my home, please. So please call me immediately, okay? Erica, I'm desperate, okay?
Next message.
Do you think he's still sitting outside of his apartment right
Probably.
Now?
Probably. Oh, just break the window at this point.
I imagine
yeah, but
like,
kick
what if your
it's
door
on,
down.
Like, the fifth floor or something? Yeah. You can't do anything about that.
Kick your door down.
I just see
anything.
I just see him like up against the door with a giant beard he's grown out.
He's living in the hallway now, scavenging for food.
Oh, God.
You can wake up one of your neighbors and be like, dude, can I just sleep on your couch? Somebody stole my keys.
Are you not cool with anybody? Yeah, exactly.
Remember, if you want the Loser Line phone number, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And we'll give you that phone number that you can give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you. So they can call us and leave us voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Julie. Knock, knock. Who is it? It's my... You know who this is. I really like a girl who can give me a challenge, and I love the challenge that you gave me about not calling you until I actually came up with a real creative date.
Oh, so no.
I thought maybe you come over, I get some nice champagne or something, and, you know, we could get a little plastered and, you know, play a little hide and seek in my giant house. What do you think of that idea? It's going to be awesome. Look, I know that it's a kid's game, but with a little drinking involved, it turns into a hardcore adult game.
Oh.
Who knows? Maybe some clothes might come off or fall off when you're hiding. Who knows? Maybe I don't have any clothes at the end. What do you think of that? I think you'd have a great time. You should definitely come over.
Next message.
Yeah. So
the creepiest game of hide and seek ever.
Yeah.
We can run around and play hide and seek in my extremely large house.
I feel like he'd be the only one naked in a corner somewhere, too.
I feel like he does this by himself.
Exactly.
He wouldn't even start the game of hide and seek. She wouldn't have a chance to hide. His clothes would already be off. Oops. Now my clothes are hiding. And looks like we're not going to be able to find them at all. And by the way, good job whoever gave that loser line number out to set him up.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
give him a task, exactly.
That's now, if you give the loser line phone number out, do that.
Yeah.
Give the guys tasks. Like, I'll go out with you if you call up and say this.
Yeah.